an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Hey, you are listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. Having a bit of technical difficulties right now, trying to play a song from my email account. And it's not working, so I'm going to chat while I find something else to play. Like I said, this is Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. Today's show is going to be devoted exclusively, except for the first song that I'm trying to play, to... music waste. Music waste is the best of Vancouver's local independent music. It's been going on for several years now, and it's sort of it definitely embodies the DIY spirit. So a lot of the bands, I don't know, I'm blathering on here. Let's just play this song that I was trying to play before. Here we go. This is Bo Diddley. Today's going to be a great show. Okay, that was just a little sampling of the Bo Diddley beat. I was trying to play his titular song, Bo Diddley, but I didn't bring the CD in, and I tried to play it off of the computer that I have here, but it didn't work. So all you got was a little taste, and it's everywhere online. But Bo Diddley was fantastic. He died earlier this week, and I just wanted to play a little bit to... in tribute of him, so many people have used that rhythm style, which he may have borrowed from the song called Hambone anyways, but he was the one that definitely made it famous. And, great stuff. Okay, so today, like I was saying, Music Waste, it sort of rose in contradiction to New Music West, which was sort of the industry music festival for a number of years. It has collapsed, but then it's remounted. And New Music West really showcases people that are kind of trying to get signed to a major label. It seems to be a showcase for industry. And the thing that I like about Music Waste is that it seems to showcase artists, like avant-garde music that is really working outside of the music industry. So I always get really excited when Music Waste time rolls around. So we're going to play nothing but Music Waste songs all day. The one problem with, the one kind of challenge to playing an entire day of songs by bands that aren't really working within the music industry is that not a lot of them have recorded albums or submit those recorded albums to college radio stations. So a lot of this is going to be played off of MySpace and off online. So there may be a few hiccups. It's not quite as easy to sync together as it is with CDs. So bear with me. Technical gaffes galore here on Dunkin' Donuts today. So first up, we're going to hear last night, Music Waste kicked off at the Cobalt. They have their weekly fake jazz night. So Japanese Graffiti, Ejaculation Death Rattle, which is... awesome name. V. Vecker, Mass Succubus, and Paralisk Fortune and Acre from Portland all played last night. Tonight, things kick off in earnest with three different shows at Rada on Main Street. Hank and Lily are headlining. They're playing with Ora Kogan, Creaking Planks, and Dyad at Hoko's. Mount Career is playing. They're with the Greenbelt Collective, Chilliwack's Finest, Bird Costumes, and Catamaran. And then the Beelines are headlining show at Pub 340. They're playing with Dead Ghosts, Get Well Bomb, and the TVs. So let's kick things off with a bit of Hank and Lily. And I'm hoping this is going to work out. We'll see. Here we go. Here is Hank and Lily. Turn that down. All right, that was Greenbelt Collective in a special session that they recorded at CITR 101.9 FM, the very station that you're listening to right now. I believe that was a part of the Thunderbird Radio Hell program that's going to be on later on tonight. That was Greenbelt Collective with their song Leader. Before that, we heard Bird Costumes. Yes. They're going to be playing with Greenbelt Collective tonight at Hoko's. Oh, boy. They're going to be playing at Hoko's tonight as a part of the Music Waste Festival. Before that, we heard Creaking Planks, a new band by my friend, Rowan. I know he's an accordionist. I don't know if he's playing accordion with Creaking Planks. We have a child in the station today. Before that, we heard Hank and Lily. Hank and Lily and Creaking Planks are going to be playing at Rada tonight, which is the yoga studio above the Brick House? Yeah, on Main Street. Cool stuff. I'm a little disheveled today. So I know my coworker Morgan said that this is the first he was going to listen tune in today, but this is a poor example. Generally, I'm a consummate professional. Today, things are a little crazy, what with all these MySpace pages to be playing from. At this time, I'd like to remind you that Dunkin's Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include this Saturday's show with DJs Hellwise and Savoir Faire from New York City and DJ Sammy Joe of the Scissor Sisters. That's very exciting. So one of the guys from the Scissor Sisters is going to be DJing at the Biltmore Cabaret tonight. So maybe if Music Waste isn't your scene, head on down to the Biltmore. Come check us out at 2755 Prince Edward, just off Kingsway and 12th. And check us out at BiltmoreCabaret.com. Thanks so much, Biltmore. We really appreciate your sponsorship. So coming up, we're going to hear Beelines. They're going to be playing at Pub 340 tonight. So let's just get on down to that. Let's find Beelines. Okay, here we go. This is Beelines.
Living dead. Thank you. child.
Nice. That was Andy Dixon from his new album, The Mice of Mount Career. And Mount Career, as far as I can tell, is going to be headlining the show at Hoko's. They call it Mount Career. I don't know if they must be related to Andy Dixon. So I'm going to just go out and say Andy Dixon is headlining at Hoko's tonight. And that was just a small taste of what will be in store. He's playing with the Greenbelt Collective and Chilliwack's Finest, Bird Costumes, and Catamaran. Before that, we heard Winning, another Andy Dixon project. They're going to be headlining at the Astoria on Saturday night, playing with White Owl, II, and Barcelona Chair. And before that, we heard Dead Ghost and Beelines, both of whom are playing at Pub 340 tonight. Okay, all right. So coming up, we're going to keep on hearing a bunch of stuff from Music Waste. This is the All Music Waste Dunkin' Donuts. If I haven't mentioned it, Music Waste passes are available around the city. You can get them at Zulu, I believe Red Cat, other places. They're only $15, and you get into all of these shows. It's an incredible deal. You should definitely go out and buy one. And the cards themselves are pretty cool. And if you want any of this information, go to musicwaste.ca. There they have all kinds of music. Other shows coming to town, not that you need to know any other shows, but I'll go ahead and tell you. All Ages. Tarking is playing with Diad at St. James Hall on the 6th. And 7th and the 8th is the In the House Festival around the city. Diad is playing with Oregon Corrigan at the Lime. That's also an All Ages show. Islands is playing next Thursday, the 10th. Is that Thursday? No, that must be Tuesday. Next Tuesday, the 10th, at the Plaza. I don't know how they made that All Ages, but they did, so you should check it out. Also, Stars are playing at the Malkin Bowl on June 21st, an All Ages show. One other 19-plus show that people are kind of probably excited about this Friday, tomorrow night, Crystal Castles is at Richards on Richards. Speaking of shows that have just been announced, there's a bunch of pretty cool things coming up. August 1st, Too Many DJs is playing with Paul Devereaux at Celebrities. That should be a lot of fun and way better than at the Caprice, where I saw them last year. Caprice, not that cool. Celebrities, much better. And then the Labor Day weekend at the end of August, there's something called the Stanley Park Singing Exhibition or something like that, that the New Pornographers are curating. So on the 31st, Nico Case is playing with Destroyer, Andrew Bird, Deerhoof, and the Evaporators. New Pornographers are playing with Stevie Jackson of Belle and Sebastian, the 1900s, and Viz Queen on the September 1st. Both of those shows at the Malcolm Bowl in Stanley Park. Tickets go on sale tomorrow, I believe. Also recently announced, the Raconteurs are playing with The Kills at Malcolm Bowl on September 18th. And that same night, Ockerville River is playing at Richards on Richards. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Dunkin's Donuts. We've got Vapid coming up. Vapid are one of my favorite new local bands. They have an awesome, awesome 7-inch, and they're playing they're headlining at Hoko's tomorrow night. So we're going to hear a song off of their new 7-inch, and let's just go ahead and play that. Here is Vapid. ¶¶
I've heard a lot of people talk those vagabonds of Kitty Hawk. And you see, I do not cotton to those loons, the dunes of Western rooms. And no Foxtel burn is no excuse tonight. We are alone, yes, tonight. We are alone, no, no, tonight.
I believe that hotel has no exits. I think that's the whole thing. I don't know. I thought it was maybe a Jean-Paul Sartre reference, that the whole thing. Anyways, that was Rollmock Electric Band, a hot new local band. A bunch of my friends are in it, and I was going to interview them for this show on Tuesday night when we played softball together, because they're on my softball team. Go Re-Ups! But then we got rained out, so I didn't get a chance to interview them. So there's no actual interview content to this special Music Waste edition of Dunkin' Donuts. Still, they're a lot of fun. They're a great live band. If you go, they're playing on two nights, actually. One night is, it's the Rollmock Electric Band. And that is, let's see here, on Friday night, so tomorrow night at Pub 340, they're opening, and that says the Rollmach Electric Band, which I think is with the full complement of players. And then on Sunday night, they're also playing, the scaled-down version of the band is playing at Little Mountain Studios for the Go Your Own Waste night. I don't really know what makes that the Go Your Own Waste night, but I guess it's the additional night that someone has curated. So I would recommend, if you like what you heard, try to make it to the Friday night show, because, you know, there's cute girls in the bigger version of the band. That's, you know, that's what it comes down to. Before that, we heard Ice Cream, a really cool band fronted somewhat by Sarah Cordingley, who you may know from Channels 3 and 4 or from the Templeton, where she sometimes works or used to. She plays a drumming lead singer, which I always like, but they kind of mix up the drumming or the singing details, responsibilities. Oh, I'm not very eloquent today. So that was the song Hot Breath. Before that, we heard New Sensei and Vapid, who are both playing tonight. No, yes. Oh, God. Yeah, they're playing tomorrow at Hoko's. That should be a really great show. Okay. You are listening to CITR 101.9. This is Duncan's Donuts. Duncan here slogging through the show. On Sunday night, there's going to be a really hot bill at Pub 340. That is going to be Modern Creatures, Mutators, Adjectives, and Mattress. Make sure to bring your earplugs. We're going to hear a bit of Modern Creatures, then some Mutators. Here we go. Here are Modern Creatures. Oh my goodness, my line of work. There we go.
Downtown.
That is the Japandroids that we're listening to right now. To Hell with McCluskey. Take that, Scottish rock bands that are no longer together. Before that, we heard Mutators and Modern Creatures. And that's going to wrap up our special Duncan, all Music Waste edition of Dunkin' Donuts, brought to you as per the last several weeks by the Biltmore Cabaret, biltmorecabaret.com. Check it out. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, check us out on the podcast. And you can also check the blog for information about what I played today and other information, cool links. The blog is dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. To finish us off with a bit more, in a bit more stately of fashion, we have some October Man and some Mohawk Lodge. Mohawk Lodge, fronted by, this guy named Ryder, who is a mean dodgeball player. If you ever find yourself on a dodgeball court with Ryder, look out. So we're going to hear Breath of Sunshine from October Man and Everybody's on Fire by the Mohawk Lodge. Both of them are playing headlining shows during Music Waste. October Man is playing on Sunday at Hoko's. They're a replacement for Tyranna Horse and someone else. And Mohawk Lodge are headlining the show at the Astoria tomorrow night. Thanks for listening to my show, and hope to see you at Music Waste. It's probably the best music festival. It is the best music festival in town, and I hope you make use of it. Get out there. Passes are only $15. What more could you ask for? All right, here is October Man.
She's a breath. Sunshine, and she's happy with the darkness, and I can't decide what smells worse. Lies you hold up all the love you throw around. So it's the hour of the harvest.
Prunes for Buck.